Mayanus Village, poems by Jack T. Scully, narrated by Kent Casella and Wendy Scully.
Deep in our subconscious lie all our memories, forgotten debris of forgotten years, waiting to be recalled, waiting for some small, intimate reminder, an echo from the past. Noel Coward, Nothing is Lost.
Entries in a Family Bible. In 1847, at age 18, my great-great-grandfather, Patrick Doran, scared and alone, landed in Manhattan from Ireland with 52 pence in his pocket, enough to chug 28 miles up the tracks to Greenwich, Connecticut, but no farther. He jumped off an open carriage car, sidestepped piles of dung on Railroad Avenue, and spotted a help-wanted sign on a livery stable. Patrick paused at the barn door and rubbed his soot-smudged cheeks before bowing to the owner, Darius Mead, all the time worried his brogue, thick as spud stew, would evoke a cry of rebuke before he could say he knew how to shoe horses and wasn't too proud to muck out stalls. He had no education, he said, but he knew ponies, and they liked him. Sensing the sweetness of the boy's nature, Mr. Mead held out a calloused hand and hired him on the spot. 7 years later, Patrick bought the livery stable, whose land, known as Doran Court, stayed in our family for 100 years. It was there my daddy and his three brothers were born during and after the First World War. Coming home. World War II quit just in time for Daddy. After fighting its way up the boot of Italy, his regiment boarded a Liberty ship in Genoa bound for Japan. He was lying in a hammock, smoking a Camel and feeling doomed when the news crackled through the James Longstreet's intercom. The Japanese had surrendered. His ship dropped anchor just east of Panama Canal, and everyone cut loose, drinking rubbing alcohol cut with pineapple juice to keep you from going blind. 8 days later, he skipped down the gangplank at the Brooklyn Marine Terminal, got paid, discharged, and that night, believing his luck had finally changed, blew $20 for a taxi ride to Greenwich, an extravagance my mother never let him forget. Right away, he moved in with the in-laws and became obsessed with buying a Studebaker, finding a job, and starting a family, though not always in that order. Mayanus Village.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?